Zok the Heilige Mishnah Vayta, Masech the Zvach, and Perig Yud, Mishnah Aleph. We're going to learn a halacha over here in Masech the Zvachim that really applies to many, many different halachas. You ever notice that people put on their talis before their tefillin? That's the halacha. One of the reasons is, Kala Tadr Mechaveiroi Kaidem Eschaveiroi. We put on our talis more often than we put on tefillin because there's no tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's one of many examples. If it's Shabbos, Parshas, Shkalim, and it's also Rosh Chodesh, what do we read first? First Rosh Chodesh, then Shkalim, because Rosh Chodesh happens more often than Shabbos Shkalim does. Let's see our Mishnah. Kala Tadr Mechaveri, whichever carbon is more common than the other, Kaidim Eschaveri comes before the other one. For example, Hatamid and Kaidim Lemesafin. Every day they brought a carbon tamid in the morning and in the afternoon. All karbanis in the Beis Hamikdash were in between these two tamidim, with the exception of the karban Pesach. So first comes the tamid shel shachar, and then the musaf. The musaf is not every day. The tamid shel shachar is musve Shabbos kaidmin le musve Rosh Chodesh. The Shabbos musaf karban, which comes once a week, comes before the Rosh Chodesh musaf, which is only brought on Rosh Chodesh. Musve Rosh Chodesh kaidmin le musve Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh Chodesh Musaf carbon comes before the Rosh Hashanah Musaf. This is every Chodesh. Rosh Hashanah is only once a year. Now, Rosh Hashanah is the first day of Tishrei, which is also Rosh Chodesh. So we're makriv the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, but always before the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, because there are more Rosh Chodashim than there are Rosh Hashanahs. So what happens if Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos? So first comes the Tamid, then comes the Musaf of Shabbos, then comes the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, and then comes the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. How do we know this? Shenema, because the pasuk says, Milvad oilas habayker, besides for the morning carbon oila, ashali oilas hatamid, which is the tamid. Tasu es eila, you shall bring the musaf karbanais. Now the Batnur explains like this. Milvad oilas habayker, ashali oilas hatamid. It says, Milvad oilas habayker. So we already know. The Tamid comes before the Musaf. Why does the Pasuk have to stress Ashali Oilas HaTamid? We know the Oilas HaBaker is the Oilas HaTamid. Rather, the Pasuk is explaining. You know why the Tamid comes first? Because it is Tamid, because it's every day. And therefore, you have to learn from this. What's more common comes first. Okay, so let's chazer over. Perik Yud Mishnah Aleph. It's not that it be mark of any carbon before the Tamid Shal Shachar. That's the first carbon every single day. Rosh Hashanah, which is the first day of Tishrei. And let's throw in, let's say it's also Shabbos. So first comes the Tamid Shel Shachar, but that's every day. Then comes between Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Hashanah, which is more common, Shabbos. Then comes the Musaf of Shabbos. Between Rosh Hashanah and Chodesh, which is more common, Chodesh, then comes the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. And afterwards, the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. Let's say someone forgot and he shechted in the wrong order. That's not ma'ak of the carbon. The carbon is still kosher. Now, at the beginning, we discussed different halachas, how this pertains to us. Let me give you one more. Let's say I have to daven mincha and I have to daven musaf. You don't get a chance to daven musaf yet. It's the time for mincha. So really, api halacha, you have to daven mincha first because it's tadir and then musaf. But again, if you daven musaf before, you are Yoitz. So there are many different halachas over here you have to know. If you want, you can look up the Mishnah Brura, Simen Reish Pei Vav Sif Dalet. Let me tell you one more thing I think that we can learn from here. You know, a lot of times, your uncle came from the other side of the country. There's a new boy in class that came from Switzerland. He's there for a week. We all try to be nice to him. That's very, very important. But sometimes it's a lot easier to be nice to things that are special occasions than to the day-to-day being super nice to our father, our mother, our brothers, our sisters. I say there's a halacha, Aniyei Ircha Kaidim, the aniyim of your own town come before aniyim of a different town. Your brother comes before someone else. Because it's harder to be nicer to your brother than to someone else, right? But that's what the Torah demands for us. The more common it is, the day-to-day thing, that's what we get our ikar schar for.